Hello and welcome back to The Lawn Hustle, the podcast where we turn your passion for the lawn care industry into a thriving, legitimate business. I am Andy Wilson, your host, with 16 years of experience in the green industry. Today we are talking about marketing strategies that can take your lawn care business to the next level. Whether you are a one-man operation or managing a team, the right marketing can turn your slow season into growth opportunities. Stick around and learn actionable tips you can implement right away. And today we have Ezra McCarthy. He is the owner of Green Frog Web Design. Green Frog is a sponsor of this show. So thank you, Ezra, for the sponsorship, and thank you for joining The Lawn Hustle.
Great to be here, Andy.
Let's jump right in with a question right off the bat about knowing your target audience and how that can help you advertise and market yourself a little better. What is the importance of knowing who you want to target?
This goes really to the very basics of marketing, and it's going to affect every single thing you do, from the way you brand your truck to the uniforms you have to just really everything. And there's different phrases that people will use at times. Some it's know your avatar, your ideal, or some will say, what is your ideal and likely customer? So for a lawn care company or landscape company, this is kind of breaking down the basics. So if you're just a residential lawn care company, how you present yourself is going to be different. If you're going to be a commercial, if you're trying to advertise commercials, the way you brand, the way you present, the photos you include on your website, all of these things are going to go into it. So really, when you're starting your business, as you're coming into this year, I'd really encourage you to hone in on who is my ideal client. So I'll give you an example of someone who I would say was bad marketing, but for him, he may have been attracting his ideal clients. There was a truck that I saw as I was driving along one day, and it said, cheapest cuts around, or cheapest lawn care around. Now, my ideal client, as when I had my lawn care company, when I see that, it tells me don't hire them, because right, they're going to be quick and sloppy. Now, if somebody's cheap, that is going to attract them. I'll give you an example. One of my brothers, I won't tell you who, I've got several, but he can be a little bit of a tightwad. And he was having trouble with his website. And I said, where are you hosting it on? Oh, he said it was some website called Cheap Domains. And I thought to myself, that's your problem right there. But to him, he was trying to be very frugal. I would call it cheap, but frugal. And so that attracted him, the thought of cheap domains. But when I hear that, that tells me this is not going to be quality. So to the right customer, that appeals to them. And as you're marketing, how you market is going to depend on who your ideal client is.
It's so important to know your worth, charge what you're worth, and remember, I always like to say cheap isn't good, and good isn't cheap. So you get what you pay for. But I have started, now when I first started my business, of course I was just taking on whatever work would come my way, just to try to survive and get my footing under me in the industry. But it didn't take me very long to realize that $25 yard that took me 30 minutes to do, I wasn't making any money. No. By the time you factor in your expenses to get to the job, to fuel your equipment, and to actually do the job, you're making $5 or $6 on a $25 cut. So I started raising my prices. And of course, that weeded out some of the customers that didn't want to pay for quality service. And now I have 140, I like to say, quality customers that we deal with on a weekly basis, because I just figured out who I wanted to serve. And I figured out what my worth was. And then I started targeting and marketing towards those neighborhoods and that clientele of potential customers. So, knowing who you are serving helps you market smarter, not harder. So, let me ask you this question, and this is probably a loaded question, and we could probably talk the rest of the podcast about this. How do you build an online presence that will attract those ideal customers?
So it starts with the first question we said, finding out who they are. And then in our day, there's a couple things that are really important. What is your brand? How are you presenting yourself? And then two, social proof. This is becoming more and more and more. And I think as, you know, our industry is really 10 years behind everywhere else. And as our industry catches up, I think social proof is only going to become more and more valuable. So if we can make it no longer about price, that's where I think all of us want to be. Now, obviously, we're going to treat people fairly. I'm not talking about rip people off. But if you're just comparing apples to apples, and they're saying, well, Andy, Wilson's Lawn Care, he's $50 a cut, and Joe Smith over here, he's 48. So I'm going to go with 48 because they're the same. When we can break us out of that mold where it's not just apples to apples and we're different, then we can attract the right customers and build a business. Because you can't build a business on, well, you can on price, but in our service-based industry, it's very hard. You don't want to compete on price. You want people that value your company for the service that you provide. And so if we can move our business that way and we can learn to market, and part of that is how we present our image online with the social proof, whether that being reviews, whether that being professional imaging, whether that being a logo, whether that not be just like a sticker slapped on the side of your truck, but in all that we present to our customer, having a professional and just a well-presented image. And part of that is, obviously, that goes into your website, that goes into your truck, that goes into your uniform, that goes into your business card. And we could break down kind of each one of those, but all of these things kind of form together to fully encompass your brand and the service that you provide.
What role does social media play in building your brand?
You know, I'm probably not the best person to talk about that because I avoid it like the plague. And I think you can grow as large a company as you want to without it. So I'd probably be probably not the person to ask about that because I'm not a fan and I would tell you don't do it.
Well, I tend to agree with you. That's why I ask. I wanted to get your opinion because I post a video on TikTok and it goes all over the United States and around the world. Someone watching my TikTok in California is not helping my business grow. So I understand and I believe what you're saying, and I tend to agree with you. So if social media doesn't have a real impact on our business locally, wherever you are, what is the number one marketing? Would you say it's a website? Would you say it's Google reviews? What would you recommend for a lawn care company to focus mostly on?
Sure. Let me back up. I think it can have an impact. Personally, I just don't think the juice is worth the squeeze. And let me explain a little bit here. So if you look, I just encourage everyone to look up statistics on where people are searching. The last I checked, about 90% of people approximately were when they're searching at this time is currently using a Google product or Alphabet. That's the parent company. So if you can dominate Google, where people are searching with high intent. And what I mean by that is when people go to Google, they're not looking for cat memes for the most part and just silly pictures or how their friends are doing. They're looking for a product or service. They're trying to find, okay, what's the new iPhone cost? What's a good restaurant near me, et cetera, et cetera. They're going with intent to buy. So if you and I can dominate where people are searching with intent, that's where our business is truly going to grow. So for smaller to mid-sized businesses, a Google business profile, being number one in your local area, and then dominating with your website and search engine optimization. And I was talking to a company, they're in a city of about 150,000 to 200,000 in Ontario, Canada. And I was talking to him about his lead flow online, and he was telling me he doesn't even get 5 leads a month, and they're doing 1 to 2 million a year from their website. And I'm just like, are you not? Like, this is such basics. But they hadn't nailed that down right. So if you can begin to get these basics down, like getting that Google business profile optimized, gathering reviews so you have 1 to 2 times the amount of your competition, so you have that social proof, because everyone looks at reviews. And I always relate this to a two-part question that explains it. I say, well, Andy, do you shop on Amazon?
Yes.
Do you buy if there's no reviews?
Probably not.
Yep. And more service-based businesses are going this way. People look up reviews and they trust them. Personally, I do. I'll look at a restaurant. Obviously, if I drive by and it looks gross, I'm not going to go in. But I look at the reviews. At a hotel, my wife always looks at the reviews. If someone's saying there's bed bugs, I'd be have to pull her into that hotel because she would not want to go. And I don't either. But I'm just saying, like, people read them. And they do matter. And so, like, for our service-based businesses, like, if you're between $50,000 and $100,000, you need to be in gross revenue, you need to be on this every week, getting reviews from every single one of your customers. If you're over 100,000, 200,000, this needs to be a main focus, because if you go into every job thinking, how can I serve these people so well, they'll want to give me a review? It's no longer just about, okay, how can I mow and blow and then get my 40, 50, 60, whatever you're charging. It changes you into a service mindset where you're serving them, because. And once we have that, then people will want to, because they can see, okay, they're not just trying to squeeze me for a dollar. They're trying to serve me. And it totally changes our mindset. And if we can train our team members to serve people in the same way and help them, then you're going to provide the service and you're going to grow.
At the beginning of the year, my wife and I were discussing one morning over coffee what our word for 2025 was going to be. And I told her my word for 2025 is intentional. You mentioned that just a minute ago. I want to be intentional in trying to build and grow and expand my business. And with that being said, I have to be intentional in promoting my business. And part of that promotion is this year, at the end of every job, maybe not all of my recurring jobs, but you know, those one-time leaf jobs or those one-time mulch jobs or rock installs, I'm going to target that customer at the end of the job and ask them, if you are satisfied, will you please go to Google review, search professional lawn maintenance, and leave me a 5-star. I used to be intimidated about asking someone to leave me a 5-star review, but I'm going to ask every customer this year, and even my recurring customers that have not left me a review, I'm going to target them because I want to be intentional, and I'm going to ask them for a 5-star rating and a kindly worded review, because I want to build up that Google presence. And here is how powerful Google is, and I know you will agree, and I want you to expound on this. But I had a customer call me and wanted an estimate. She said she posted on Facebook, "We are wanting a fence built." And she said immediately, people start saying professional lawn maintenance, professional lawn maintenance. So I looked for the Facebook post and I found it. And there was like 10 people that responded, oh, wow. Professional lawn maintenance, professional lawn maintenance. One person said, Andy Wilson, professional lawn maintenance. He's the best in town. So I thought, if she contacted me because of their response to a question on Facebook about someone to build a fence, how much more powerful would it be if I would become intentional asking for Google reviews and, targeting, and my word for the year is being intentional, intentionally ask, intentionally try to grow and expand my business. So you might expound on that intentionality and what that could do for our business, how it could help us grow, and how it could help us to build up that Google review page.
So two things. One, intentional. I really like that, and especially on the review front, because here's the thing. If you're not intentional, the only people that are going to be motivated to leave one are people that are upset. Because as much as we try to serve people, there's times where we make a mistake, or maybe they're just one of those Karens that, man, you could roll their trash bin in, you could blow it off, you could blow their around their deck in the back, you could even, oh man, you know those customers, you could do everything above and beyond, and then they wonder why you missed one blade of grass that was on top of their back fence half an acre back. Yeah. You know, there's just people that you cannot please. And unless we ask those that we do serve, all of them, then the only people that are going to leave it are people that are like that. Or that we sometimes we just make a mistake. And even if you apologize, they're just ticked off. They've had a bad day. And you're the one that just gets to eat it. And speaking to the power of it, I've had people, I gave someone a quote a while back for around $13,000. And he kind of took his breath back and he said, wow, it's more than I was thinking. I said, I encourage you. I'd go get three other quotes. I knew I wasn't high. I wasn't taking advantage of it. It was a lot of work he was asking for. So I said, yeah, I'd encourage you, go get a couple more quotes. And he said, oh, no, I want to go with you. I was curious. I said, okay, why? He said, well, I've researched you for a couple months and I want to go with you. It wasn't about this other company was $1,500 less or more. It was just about, okay, I can trust you. I've researched you. And as a business, when we can get there and price isn't the issue, then it just opens up a whole nother door and it gives us that confidence so that when we go, we realize, hey, I don't have to get this to feed my family, to put gas in the truck, to keep my business going. If they say no, that's okay. I've got more people coming in next week and the week after that. And I've got enough leads coming in that I don't have to have this one right now. And it changes our posture. So we're not desperate coming in. Like, I've got to have this job. My crew needs another landscaping job. And if I don't get this job, they're going to be sitting on their thumbs. Like, no one wants to be there. And so we're going to have to build that brand, build that online presence so that we can have that kind of lead flow.
I love that. Building your business to where it's not about the money. It's not about how much it costs to mow the yard, but they want you because they've searched you. They've seen your organic pictures, pictures that of work that you've done. Right. I had not long ago someone on Facebook posting pictures advertising, wanting to gain some customers. And when I seen the pictures, I looked at them. That's my work.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. That was the fence I built. I thought, what in the world? So if you're going to advertise on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, or even post on your Google page. Make sure it's your work. Be organic. Be authentic.
Oh yeah, that's rich.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't believe it.
I go on people's websites all the time, and there's like two photos that I see everywhere. They're just stock photos, and I'm like, yep, I know where they got that.
Yeah, I was sitting in my recliner, looking, and I said, my wife's name is Robin. I said, Robin, come here, look. She come around the corner. She said, what? I said, this guy's advertising, wanting to get new work, and he's using my pictures. That's the fence I built.
A compliment.
So, and then what was it? He used a rock job. We installed about 14 ton of river rock around a house, and he took my pictures that I had posted, saved them to his phone or computer, and used them as an advertisement. So I'm all for using pictures, but if it's your work, it's, you know, your work.
Sure.
So Google My Business. Can you tell our listeners what is the best way to brand yourself on Google? Is it with a combination of pictures and videos? How's the wording of your description and all of that? How important is that? Just give us some guidance on what you feel is the best way to build your Google page.
So for the Google Business Profile, several factors are the most more important. First of all, obviously you need to fill out everything completely. I helped a guy and he had done just about everything but filled out a service area. And so literally to find him, even if you typed in his name, his city, it was almost impossible. So you need to fill it out completely. And then there's several things ongoing that you need to do. Consistently adding photos to it, that is going to help, as well as there's a function called the update function. So you want to consistently, optimally, like at least monthly, if not weekly, be adding to that. Text and images to that. And then obviously consistently getting reviews. That's really, Google doesn't release their percentage base, but I've seen upwards of 60-70% of the algorithm is solely based on that. And it's just, yeah, I can't harp on it enough because of how valuable it is. So all those things in conjunction, I've seen, depends on your competition, 3 to 6 months of hard work, and you can really start to see yourself climbing in the rankings. And one thing to note, it is one of the main factors is based on proximity. So if you're located right in the middle of town, the farther you get away from you, where your Google Business Profile is based out of, the harder it's going to be to rank number one. Now, it's possible, but it's harder. So there's quite a few ranking factors, like your location, number of reviews, the average percentage of those reviews, the most recent reviews, the photos, even search terms. Like literally, if someone types in painter near me and painters plural with an S, the listing is going to be different. Just that one S is going to change the order of all those things. So it can get pretty technical. So that's why you want to, and then obviously you need to take them to a website. I've seen people, a lot of people just take them to a Facebook page. That does not look professional. If you're just dumping them onto a Facebook page, there's no contact form. Like if I just do that, I just back out. But if you can take what I've seen is about half the people like to call, you want a call button, obviously on your website, and then obviously a contact form, because here's the thing, you may be the sixth company that they're getting with and no one else has contacted them and they want to fill out a form. And then obviously you want to respond ASAP. There's a phrase called lead to speed or speed to lead, which drastically affects your closing percentage. Because the sooner that you can get back with them, the higher the likelihood is that they're going to hire you. Because in our industry, unfortunately, well, it's good and bad. The bad part is we have a bad reputation of having bad customer service. The good part is if you can get back to that customer quickly, with a good attitude. The people that are listening to this are probably clean cut. If you can get back with them, sound normal, sound decent, and respond quickly, the likelihood of you getting that job just drastically increases. Because if you show up and your quote's $10 more per service, but then Joe's Lawn Service 3 days later contacts them, who cares if they're $10 less? Because they're not reliable. So all these things, it's bad that our industry isn't that great in some ways, but it's good for us because we're going to have good service.
It's amazing to me how many times I have heard, you're the first company that called us back.
Yep.
And I like to always ask a potential client when they call or email me, where did you hear about professional lawn maintenance? Because that helps me find out if my ad in Great Deals Magazine is getting attention, or if my Google page is drawing in potential customers, or if they've seen my Facebook business page. You know, I want to know where they are finding professional lawn maintenance so I can make sure that that specific area is always up to par and target that area. So I had one call, and I would say if you don't return that phone call within probably 30 minutes to 45 minutes, they've already moved on to the next guy that has a 5-star rating down the list.
If you didn't call back in 5 minutes, they've already called someone else.
Yeah. So it's even more.
I get it. That it, because I literally, and this is what gets me so stirred up about it. Siri. What gets me so stirred up about it is I used to use some of those. Oh, now Siri wants to talk to me. But I used to use these lead services like Home Advisor. Don't recommend it. But literally, you'd have to call those people back within seconds, or the other people who got that same lead would beat you to it. And so literally, as soon as I get a lead, and I know it, if you're on the job, like, I get it, you're busy. And that's why, like, you need to get a team around you. And that's why even I recommend getting like an executive assistant or administrative assistant that can answer the phone, get back with them quickly. However you have to make it, you need to get back with them like really quick. Especially as you're growing, wherever you are, lead to speed is just vital.
Well, I had a phone call, and I had just got back in the truck and picked up my phone and saw that I had just missed a call. So I called him right back. It was probably within 3 or 4 minutes. And the person told me, we've called 4 other companies today and haven't heard anything back from them. Whatever your cost is, we want you to do the job because you took time to call me back. So it is important, and they will move on to the next person if you don't return a phone call and if you don't respond quickly to them. So what optimization tool do you recommend as far as branding yourself, marketing yourself? What would be, if you could advise someone on one optimization tool, what would you tell them they need to focus on?
You mean, oh, what tool to optimize which? The website, your Google Business Profile, or what specifically are you meaning?
If someone wanted to start a website, a Google page, a Facebook business page, or local advertisement, what would be the most important area for them to advertise and market themselves? Would it be the website? Would it be Google? What would be the most important thing for someone starting out in business to begin to advertise themselves?
Sure. I would obviously, for every single business, they need to have a Google Business Profile. This is free. So get that. I'd obviously highly recommend a website. That way you can have your picture showcasing your work, have that contact form. And there's just something about it that shows a little permanence. Because I've had people, and I was actually just talking to a business, and he said they're passing out flyers for Christmas lights. And they talk to people, and they say, oh, what's your website? And he's like, oh, I don't have one. And he said right there, he saw he lost the sale because they don't want to hire a fly-by-night person that's going to put up something and then never show back up or take their money and then be gone. So there's something about it, especially for commercial work. If someone's going to want a $15,000, $20,000 per year contract, they're not going to want to hire some neighborhood kid pushing a mower. Now, if you're that neighborhood kid pushing a mower, that's okay. I'm not criticizing that. It's just like, you got to start somewhere. But to show professionalism, you're going to need to show that image. So having that logo, having that website, and then a tool that's effective to help grow is, there's one that I recommend. We actually included in our SEO package. It's called Nice Job. It's a software that helps you link to your CRM, or you can just import a spreadsheet with your customers to gather reviews. And then a quick bonus one, I highly recommend you have a CRM, even if you just started yesterday. And here's the reason why. From the very beginning, you need to be collecting all of your customers' data, their names, their phone numbers, their addresses, their emails. Because as you get going in business, the real value of your business is not your zero turn, it's your customer data. Because here's the thing, 5 years down the road and you've served 500-600 plus customers and you have all their customer data, and you say, hey, I want to start an email list. Guess what you've got? 500 local A-plus customers that you could get great sales from, or you add a service. You have that customer data. You can send out an email, said, hey, we just started offering Christmas lights. We'd love to serve you. Or we're doing a winter storm comes through or leaves or whatever else you're doing. That customer data can all be held within that CRM, stands for Customer Relationship Manager. There's many out there, Jobber, Copilot, Yardbook. You pick your poison, just get one.
Mm-hmm. Also, it creates a work history. If you would go to sell your business, someone's not going to just come in and buy your business if you have no data to show if your business is profitable. So when you use a CRM, it creates that database where you can show a prospective buyer of your business if you ever go to sell. You know, in 2024, we made $350,000. We had a 15% profit margin. Here's our stat sheets. Here's our customers. Here's what each customer paid. When you're able to present that kind of information to someone, chances are, if you need to sell your business, you can do it. So I agree completely on the CRM. I've been using the same one now for about 12 years. So I've got 12 years of history that is just a few clicks away. And I can print it all off. And there's my work history. There's how much we made in 1998 or 2008 or whatever the year is. So it creates that history. So I agree completely on that. On Google, and this is a question that I've had because I haven't been able to find it. Maybe it's there. But on Google, is there any place where you can offer seasonal promotions and like,
yes,
promote for like spring cleanups and promote for like fall cleanups? Where is that and how do we do that?
So there's a function called update. There's an update function on your Google Business profile. And so you can go into there and post a photo and also text. And even there's one you can do for, I'm trying to remember the name for it, sales or anyway, there's different functions that you can do on there. So, and that's free. That's on your Google Business profile. You can do that. Obviously, you can go further. It's paid, but you can do that on Google Ads. Obviously, you're paying for that. If you're a free option, then that's not. But you can also boost that through Google Ads. And obviously, I recommend reaching out to all of your other customers through email, through text, just letting them know about your services as well.
If I was to buy advertisement, where would I get the most bang for my buck?
That's like asking someone what's their favorite soup. So it depends. Depends what you're trying to do. I just talked to a roofing company the other day. They spent $10,000 on mailers. Guess how many leads they got?
Probably less than 5.
Who? Yeah. So it was not worth their money. Their average customer does not. It wasn't a good deal for them. But some people in lawn care, it can work for them. Mailers can work in some areas. Postcards can work. Google Ads can work. Organic, if you've been building on it for a while, if you have that base. I have one customer, their organic is insane. We've been working for like a year. They had a good base and we've been building on that. We had one day last year, they got 25 leads in one day organically. This is not Google Ads, it's organically. So that's why I said, when you ask where is the best place, it all depends. So that's not to give you an answer, but it does. And here's the thing. You could have a lot of leads, but if you show up and you don't have a good sales process, if you don't have good presentation, if you look ratty, your uniforms, I know you're working. You can look like you're working. I'm not saying that. But if you show up looking grungy, I had one guy, he came for, they're doing a bathroom remodel at my house. And he showed up early, which is okay, but it was way earlier than he said. And he didn't let me know. He just rang at my doorbell. He showed up in a sloppy sweater. He walks in. He just kind of looks around the bathroom. Didn't take notes. Didn't hardly ask many questions. And then he left. I'm just like, I've been around construction like my whole life, basically. And I'm like, okay, this is weird. Then he sends me a quote. And it was high. He had missed like a huge part of what I'd asked him. So I emailed him and I said, hey, what about this part that we had talked about? And he's like, oh, I knew I was forgetting something. You can guess, we did not hire them. I'm like, man, this is their sales process. I don't want to work with you. And I know lawn care is a little different than that. But what is our sales presentation? You can have a bunch of great leads, but if your sales process is terrible, guess how many leads you're going to get? Not very many.
Right.
So like from the very beginning to the very end, it matters our presentation, our marketing, your brand, you're showcasing that through the whole thing. Their brand was terrible, that business. And throughout the whole thing, it screamed, this is not who I want. And we do not want that to be our businesses.
Right. That reminds me, I hired a guy one time and I go to pick him up for work. He comes running out the front door. At least he was excited. He come running out the front door. But he had black silky shorts on with big smiley faces all over the shorts. He opened the truck door. And before he could get in my truck, I said, what are you doing? He said, aren't we working? I said, yeah, but not like that. I said, you go in the house and put you some jeans on or a pair of khakis on. I said, I'm building a brand. I'm trying to grow a business. And I don't want to be known as the business owner that has employees that wear black silky shorts with smiley faces all over them. He couldn't understand it, but he went in and changed. And I tried to explain to him, you know, how we present ourselves makes all the difference in the world. It can set us apart from our competitors, or it can put us behind our competitors. Just how we present ourselves. So I appreciate that answer. And we're going to take a break. Listen to a word from my sponsor.
Spring is right around the corner. Are you ready to grow your lawn and landscaping business this year? If you want to stand out from the competition and attract quality leads, a professional website is the way to go. That's where Green Frog Web Design comes in. They'll create a beautiful, user-friendly website that showcases your services, highlights your best work, and helps customers find you fast. Your new website will make a lasting impression and bring in the clients that you want to attract. And here's the best part. Right now, you can get started for just $1 for the first month. It's an offer so good, even our competition started using it. This spring, grow your business. Head over to greenfrogwebdesign.com today or just click the link in the bio and let them build the perfect website for your landscaping or lawn care company.
Okay, Ezra, tell us about your business, the web design, and how someone can contact you if they want to use your services. I know the first month is $1, but kind of break down the price points after that first month and let our listeners know about your services.
Sure. So my business really started from a pain I had personally. I remember, you know, the web design world in a lot of ways is like the lawn care space. When I was at a business, I was trying to find a web designer. I reached out to like 10, and guess how many reached out to me? Like 2. It's like, man, this is terrible. And one of them, his prices he had listed on his website were out of date. And he's like, oh, we don't even have that package anymore. And I'm like, wait, you're a web designer. It's out of date. Okay. And then his prices were, I just, as a small business, I couldn't do it. So then I looked around and another guy was just, it was just too much. So I'm like, okay, I need to build it myself. First one in all reality was not very good, but it got the job done. And that's when I started seeing, even from, you know, just like anything you do the first time. I remember when I started my lawn care company, I had done it like, I mean, I had mowed the lawn as a kid. And then I had done it one time I helped my friend in college and I wanted to do it, but I didn't know anything. So man, I probably went 3 or 4 weeks without sharpening my lawn, my blades. And I started, and I should have known, but I didn't. And I kept going. I'm like, man, this is cutting terrible. Like, what is the deal with my lawnmower? I bought a brand new nice X Mark. It wasn't a fancy one, but it was nice. I said, what is the deal? And then I'm like, oh man, I bet I need to sharpen my blades. And, you know, so just like starting a lawn care business, when I start websites, you know, my first one wasn't that great, but I saw, even with that, just, you know, that would have been 4 years ago at this point, the first website, I saw the results from it. So as we, at this point, we built, oh man, probably 60, 70 plus websites, mostly for lawn landscape companies. And what we saw was smaller businesses at this point, we're trying to serve businesses in the lawn landscape industry. Most of them will grow 100,000, between 100 and $1 million is kind of our niche that we're serving. And so we just charge up literally $1 for the first month. And we get it done in 3 weeks or less for the most part, after, if we get what we need from the customer, which most of the time we do pretty quickly. And so our goal is to put that in a customer's hands so they can use this to grow their business. We've seen some businesses, we helped one, their fertilization weed control company actually out of Indiana. And they had a website that they had built, but their lead forms weren't coming in. So he said, yeah, sometimes we'll get leads, sometimes we won't. We got a new website up for them, just that alone. And they 2 to 3x their leads. Now, we don't guarantee results for people because you get in what you put in. And so if you sit on your thumbs all year, you're going to get zero. I mean, not quite, but you know what I'm saying. You have to. We have to put the work in if we don't want a business to grow. But we've seen some great results with people. So whether you're just wanting a website, whether you're wanting to add search engine optimization onto that or pay-per-click, PPC, either of those, we have different options. But for a new website, it just starts at $1 for the first month. And just for a normal average size website, unless it's real custom, it's normally $299 monthly after that. And then just depending, we have packages going up to $1,398 a month. It just really depends on what you're wanting.
Well, I encourage my listeners to reach out to you. Let them know that Professional Lawn Maintenance or Andy Wilson sent them your direction, and take advantage of his services. In today's episode, we have covered building a strong marketing foundation with tried and true tactics and digital strategies to drive results. Remember, consistency is key. Marketing isn't a one-time effort. It takes consistent effort and consistent work, and my word for the year, intentionality, being intentional in everything you do. So if you're ready to take action, call Green Frog Web Design. Have them set you up a website, and remember, that first month is just $1. You can't even buy a Coke for that. Not even at McDonald's anymore.
You can barely tie your shoes for a dollar.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you being on the show, and I think we have offered some solid, sound guidance for someone who might be starting a new lawn care business and how to market themselves. And I appreciate you being on the show. Do you have anything else you would like to say before we go?
Andy, I think everything on this show is pretty sound. And if you missed that pun, I think it's, I'm not going to try to explain it. Anyway, the best way to find us is at greenfrogwebdesign.com. And if you're having trouble with your spelling, you can just type in ilovemyfrog.com and that'll take you there too.
All right. Well, Ezra, I appreciate you being on the show. And I think there's one thing that I meant to say that I didn't. You're also a pastor.
Yes, so correct.
I know it's faith first and then family and business. So I appreciate not only your business guidance, but I appreciate your testimony and your life that you live. So thank you for that as well.
That's very kind, Andy, and it's great to be here.
All right. Well, until we talk again on the Lawn Hustle, remember God is good all the time.